This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my fabulous co-host is Dr. Myra Kaga. She is founder of the Kaga Institute, and we are talking about non-invasive ways to tighten your tummy and other places that you might want to tighten, but for me, it's my tummy. Dr. Kaga, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So a little bit of background. We met at an event for True Sculpt, True Body, right? Which was two modalities. It was the, correct me if I'm wrong,
ID, right? So the True Sculpt ID, which is really about using radio frequency to take care of those little fat pockets, and the True Sculpt Flex, which is really about toning muscle and getting good muscle tone to actually complement the actual fat loss. And so the two together, we put them together, we call it True Body, and we get these phenomenal results.
And the results are incredible. And, you know, we were starting to talk because I was like, you know, I'm in my 40s and I work out regularly. I eat pretty good. I mean, you know, the occasional cookie is definitely happening, but for the most part, I try to eat pretty healthy. And I'm dealing with lax skin on my stomach, you know, and there's really nothing that you can do about it, or so I thought. And then I met Dr. Kaga, and she's like, you need to come see me because I have a modality, a treatment that can probably change that without going under the knife. Because full disclosure, I was like, I'm going to go get a reverse tummy tuck and pull that skin right up. So I was skeptical. And, you know, it's funny when but after meeting you, I was so convinced, and you were so passionate about it. And I felt like you are so honest and upfront. There was something about your sort of, you know, bedside manner that I found so intriguing. So I trekked out to your stunning location, and it's been really incredible. So let's talk a little bit about what was done there. So we did two different treatments.
Yes. So what we did was called Secret Pro. And Secret Pro really involves radio frequency microneedling. And that's really going to do dermal remodeling and help with some of the collagen buildup that's there to help smooth out the appearance of lax skin. And it also helps with the overall tone, texture, and pigment of the skin as well. And the pro part of that really is the laser that comes in. And that's a CO2 laser that is used to resurface, which also helps with tightening as well. And so it's a really potent 1-2 punch. And it really gives us the ability to get these surgical results in a non-surgical way.
Okay. Now, you know, it's funny because I just saw, I told my best friend about this. She just sent me something. I guess Kim Kardashian just posted that she did the Morpheus for skin tightening. You know, is there a reason that you prefer the Secret over one, you know, over something like a Morpheus?
So the technology as a whole, when it comes to radio frequency microneedling, I think is undeniably successful in terms of combating some of that skin laxity and tone and texture. The difference here is that we're adding on a laser to the radio frequency microneedling. And that laser really does make a difference in terms of really getting some of that tightening and that collagen buildup. There are differences between devices in terms of your ability to really tailor it to the patient. And that really comes down to the length that you can make the needle, the actual power of radio frequency that is put out, as well as the actual surface area of the device, making it more comfortable because you get a treatment done faster. So although there are small nuances, the laser is really something that no other microneedling radio frequency device out there takes care of. And so the Secret Pro really kind of just stands alone in the entire industry.
And let me tell you, at her office, you know, Dr. Kaga has tons of lasers. So, you know, I always like to mention that because, you know, you've got some doctors, and we tell people at home, you always have to be careful. If your doctor only has, or provider you're going to only has one laser, they probably are going to push you to use that laser. If it's going to fit, but it might necessarily be the best one out there.
And there's definitely different ways to, you know, skin a cat, and there's different ways to handle different problem areas. But we just find that this one is the most effective in terms of really getting a result in a faster capacity. And listen, it's also different. If someone wants to go under a knife and get a full-blown tummy tuck, can they? Absolutely. But but this day and age, the fact of the matter is that a lot of people don't, or they don't want to deal with the scar afterwards. They don't want to deal with the downtime. They don't want to deal with any, you know, potential complications. So there's a lot of advantages to being able to do it this way. And also, you know, if we don't have to cut, we don't cut.
Right. And listen, you never want to go under the knife. You want to avoid it. I raise my hand kidding around, but you know, there can be so many different things can go wrong. Things can go right as well. You know, when people are though talking about sort of these minimally invasive procedures versus going under the knife, what kind of results can people expect to see?
So the skin responds differently in different areas of the body. And the reason why I was like so adamant about you not undergoing surgery is because the stomach is one area where you really see a astounding difference. And so at the very least, I wanted you to at least give it a shot. And that way you could, you know, see some of the tightening results that you really were looking for. Because the bottom line is that you don't have a fat pad there. Your issue is skin, not fat.
Yeah.
And right. Listen, and sometimes it's a combination of both, and we throw the ID in. Sometimes it's just skin, and then, you know, different scenarios. So we really are able to kind of tailor, like you said, if we have different devices that are able to combat different issues, then we're able to tailor the treatment to whatever the patient needs. And in your case, again, your stomach was just flat. Again, what bothered you was really just that little bit of skin laxity that everybody gets as they age.
Right.
So, and it's usually, you know, compounded if somebody actually has been pregnant, and just the expansion of the tissue, usually get some skin laxity there as well. And so it's one of the areas where patients are extraordinarily satisfied with the results. And, you know, you have a little bit of very minor downtime in terms of, you know, some redness and things like that. And it doesn't really matter because you can easily cover up your stomach and not really worry about that downtime. So it's just a great treatment for body overall.
All right, we're going to get into downtime in a minute because I have slightly different thoughts on that. But yes, minimal downtime as compared to certainly having surgery. You know, so are you seeing like a lot of patients? You've got a pretty, you know, upscale clientele. Are you seeing a lot of people come in for these sort of body tightening treatments? Are you seeing more of that?
So it's interesting that you say that because I actually consider my clientele to be more girl next door.
Okay.
Not
she, but you know, they everybody's coming in. You know what it is? Maybe it's just your office feels. You have the most luxurious office of any office I've ever been in.
Everybody to come in and really feel like they're being treated like
girl,
like, you know.
You nailed it. And I mean, I've been to some of the top plastic surgeons, dermatologists here in New York City. And by far, I felt like not only was your office the most beautiful, but I was also treated like I was at a spa. Less like a patient and more like a spa. It was more like going to a spa.
Service matters, and I think hospitality matters. And I think it's just more of a philosophy of the brand overall. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so but going back, are you seeing people come in for these procedures?
I think a lot of people make the time and make the financial arrangements that they need in order to fix the things that really bother them. And it's a choice at the end of the day. It's like, you know, somebody who may live paycheck to paycheck, but always has their hair done or always has their nails done, right? Like, we make the time and the money for what we want to. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And if somebody looks in the mirror every day and they're bothered by something, or it's limiting what they wear or how they wear it, then they tend to want to get that corrected. And ultimately, these non-invasive or minimally invasive procedures are going to be less in cost than a tummy tuck or something that's surgical.
I mean, considerably less in cost than having surgery. You know, for people out there who are kind of looking at this, and it's funny because when I went, you know, to do this with you, there's not a ton of photos online. Mm-hmm. You don't see a ton of photos online. On the face, you see incredible before and afters. So incredible skin tightening. What are some of the things that we should be thinking about? Like, how do we know if we're a good candidate for this type of thing?
So one of the reasons why we really emphasize body at this point is because we also realize that. And so we started posting more body before and afters. We have a slightly different capability than some of these other devices because with the Seeker Pro, we have the 64 pin head. And so that large head just makes body really easy. You can imagine with a tiny, tiny head that we use on the face, right? To do, you know, an entire stomach or abdomen or pelvis, it would just take forever. So, you know, we have the capability of doing it. And so we really started putting it out there more to try to make people aware that, you know, we were able to do this treatment efficiently and not, you know, spend all day doing it. What was the second part?
We also have a video, by the way, which we are going to be posting on Dr. Kaga's social media, where you're going to see the whole procedure. And through the procedure, I want you to know I didn't have any painkillers, not even Pronox, because I had to drive. Would I do that again? No. but we're also
all about comfort, right?
All about comfort. I mean, so for me, I was just a wuss because it was like a 2.5 hour drive home. But so worth going out there to you, because I felt like I said, the best service I've ever had. And I'm starting to see results. Yeah.
I want to put in perspective a little bit, because the other part of it is that we also, as an office, are very aggressive with our treatment modalities and our settings and everything. So you can imagine that, you know, if we were doing a more fluff type of treatment, or a treatment that, you know, I was going to need, you know, more sessions of, then it would have been considerably, you know, more tolerable. But I'm like a go big or go home type of person. So we just wanted to get it done and get the results that we wanted. And we're big on that. And every office has a different philosophy when it comes to that. And we also speak to our patients, let them know, hey, are you okay with the downtime? Are you okay with, you know, us pushing the envelope a little bit? And just to make sure we're on the same page. In terms of the downtime, it really does vary based on the settings that we're using, the depth that we're using, and how many passes that we're actually doing. So there's definitely a difference there. So for example, if we just did Secret and didn't do the laser part, you literally are like this like slight sunburnt red for a few days and it's no big deal. If you are doing the full-blown resurfacing procedure, then at that point, yes, you're definitely going to have some downtime.
And we're going to talk about the downtime after this, but I do want to say, to clarify things, and people who have listened to this podcast, I think you know me enough. I was like, go balls to the walls, like do the top max thing that you can do. Obviously, that's going to be safe. But we had a discussion, and every point along the way, you were like, are you okay? Do you need anything? I mean, you gave me a break for lunch and catered lunch for me during the procedure. It was amazing.
I don't eat. So
amazing.
I just thank you. So I mean, I think the other thing is that most people actually do use something to actually help with pain. So I mean, I usually do the procedure when I get it done for myself. I usually do it with Pronox, which is a low dose laughing gas, kicks on, kicks off really quickly. You can drive home after. So it's just really quick onset, offset, easy to use. And it's just fun because you just, you know, I don't know. I think I'm hilarious on Pronox. So
Pronox is a lot of fun. And by the way, when we come in and do it again, I'm definitely doing Pronox. But I didn't get to say before what I wanted to, which was that it was tolerable. If you watch the video throughout it with no painkillers, you'll see I'm never gasping. I'm never crying. You'll see my face. The microneedling part, I was like, I didn't even feel it because of the numbing cream. The CO2 laser was, you know, a CO2 laser, but it's there. No pain, no gain. That's all I'm going to say.
That being said, you know, most offices like mine do offer different modalities to help and make people more comfortable. And so there's a lot of different options out there that your provider can go through with you and make you, you know, completely not really feel anything. We've had patients that have slept through it. So there are definitely options out there.
Right. No. You were like, we have a comfort menu, so you will be okay. And listen, if you're doing this, and you don't have to drive yourself home far, I stand behind it. You shouldn't be in pain in any of this. When I've done Althera, I mean, the first time I did Althera, I feel like they gave me like a Valium, the Pronox, maybe something else. I was high as a kite. It was a great time. The second time I was like, let's just go with the Pronox and a Tylenol. I'll be good to go. So there are many ways to keep it comfortable. Let's talk a little bit about the downtime.
Sure.
Right. So downtime is something that I always love because I feel like doctors are like minimal downtime. You know, but I will say, and this is minimal downtime. I could get up, I could walk, I drove myself home. what do you think the downtime for something like for these procedures is?
So for Secret, I don't actually consider it downtime because again, you look a little sunburnt red. We have a habit of making sure that we show on our social media the entire process beginning to end, including what you look like the day after, 2 days after, 3 days after. So people really can kind of gauge what they're comfortable doing. And again, that's, you know, with us using aggressive settings. So the Secret alone is really not going to give you, you know, true downtime. If you consider a little sunburnt red to be downtime, then, you know, you'll have that for about, you know, 2 days or so, no big deal. The CO2 laser, because you're really shedding that outer layer of skin, you are going to have a couple days where that skin does shed. Now, this turnover of skin on your face, let's say, is very different than your body. So your face turns over very quickly. So you'll shed that quite fast. I usually say a long weekend. So if I'm going to get it done, I can, you know, go get it done on a Thursday and by Monday I'm good, right? So I usually say a long weekend is enough to recuperate. If you're doing it on body, you have to just understand that it's going to take a little bit longer for that skin to shed just because the turnover is slower. So just more, you know, expectations and making sure that you understand that process.
Yeah. So my thoughts on that are very much in line with you. What I would say is keep in mind with the body, a big part of the recovery, the pain was nothing. We did these vinegar baths, which I thought were going to be horrific because I'm thinking open channels on my stomach, vinegar, youch, but it's very diluted vinegar and it actually feels really good. It helps to slough the skin off. The hardest part for me was the Aquaphor. And this is where I will tell people at home listening, you know, it might be technically, you know, and pain wise, minimal downtime, but if I had to put on a business suit every day, that could have been a challenge. So I'm just letting people know at home, whenever you do any procedure, it's really good to kind of dig in. For me sitting at home, I could sit in my bra, you know, my stomach here to here, being slothed in Aquaphor was not an issue, but something to consider, you know, if you were doing it on your knees and you have to wear skirts to work, just something to be consider, right?
Right. It's again, just managing expectations and making sure that, you know, you are, you know, ready. So for example, when people do it on their stomach during summertime, I always ask them, you know, do you wear bikinis? Are you going to go out in the sun? Do you wear a one piece? Like, how does that really kind of factor in? Because that'll affect, you know, whether we decide to do the treatment then or later.
So let's talk about some of that stuff. What are some of the things that we can't do after we have the procedure?
So we definitely don't want you going into a body of water or a swimming pool or something like that. We really don't want you having sun exposure, and that's really after any laser procedure, but we don't want any sun exposure in the area. I don't want you getting, you know, sweaty or causing any of that, the glands that are there to actually kind of secrete anything. I want to keep those channels nice and open. I want to make sure that whatever aftercare you have is being saturated in those channels. That way we get the ultimate benefit. So it's really more about, you know, sun, sweats, and really kind of bodies of water. Those are really the things that we warn against the most.
And what is that for, about a week afterwards?
Yeah, because you'll know when you like shed and you heal, you kind of will feel fine. The tissue may be slightly red after, that's completely normal, but that's okay. You can, you know, head into a pool or go to the beach with that. That's fine.
Right. I mean, I've seen, you know, with some of the CO2 laser, you do have that shedding on the face. I feel like on the body, it wasn't as noticeable, mm-hmm. Maybe because my clothing was picking it up, but and maybe because it was like I'm home and who cares, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I could go out. My face wasn't red, but things to be considerate of if you're doing this is always know and really explore what that downtime is.
We have lots of patients that will do like just the Secret at certain times and then add the CO2, you know, once a year just for overall rejuvenation. So for example, when I do it, I do my once a year CO2 just to try to, you know, build collagen, keep everything tight. And that works for me. And then throughout the year, I'll do Secrets because I don't really have the downtime with the Secret.
Can I just tell you, I love your Instagram. I love that you have, you know, if you're interested, you should go to her. It's Myra Kaga, right? At Myra Kaga? Or is it Dr. at Kaga? Sorry.
It's okay. It's at Dr. Kaga, D-R-K-A-G-A.
Dr. Kaga. And you have your journey doing this procedure, not only during the procedure, but also then the day after, the next day after that. So you can really get a feel for what
it
is.
I think it also takes away from some of the anxiety of the unknown, like not knowing what something is going to feel like or look like. And I think just kind of going through and seeing the procedure, I think kind of just makes people take a deep breath and relax a little bit. So, I mean, and I also always share everything that I do, open book. I don't want anyone coming in and thinking like, oh, you're so lucky. You know, you have skin that looks like this, or, you know, your wrinkles that look like this, like man-made. It's all man-made. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Hey, listen, I'm all for it. It takes a village. It takes a village, and I will graciously take all the help that I can get. So, you know, when we're doing things like this, you know, for me specifically, it was the stomach. What are some of the areas that you're finding with either micro radio frequency with a laser or radio frequency microneedling, mm-hmm. or the CO2 laser, or the combination of both, that what are other areas that we can tighten?
So you can really do it almost anywhere on the body. So it really depends on, you know, what problem area you have. We do notice that a lot of people have been getting it more and more on areas like right above their knee and their arms. Arms are a big one, and people get, you know, very upset by skin laxity there. And the surgical alternative for that is not great because of the scar there. So we've been doing more and more of that. A lot of patients are very hyper-focused on the neck. One of the ones that is so underrated is eyelids, because you get this nice little uplifting bleph-like result. So eyelids are a great, great one for that. Even if, you know, a lot of people have these festoons, like these kind of little bubbles, like the little bags underneath their eye. And what's great, and again, this is where, you know, Cutera's device really does make a difference. So because we're able to really change the depth of our needles to such a small degree, we can safely go into skin that's super thin, like around the eyes. And in this case, we can actually go deep enough to penetrate that festoon and actually make it go away, or, you know, limit the appearance of it. So there's a lot of great little kind of tricks of the trade that you can do with the variability that comes with some of these devices.
I mean, I'm going to post the before. So before we get there, you have to do a few of these treatments, correct?
So we typically do them in a series of three. You'll kind of see a little variation there, and some of that may depend on their settings and things like that. But we typically do the Secret as a package of three, and the CO2 part of it is more variable. It really depends on what we're trying to achieve and if we need to actually do the CO2 part or not. So for example, you know, we did Secret and CO2. You may just do Secret next time based on what we're going to look at in terms of your afters. So we really tailor it based on the patient, but usually a series of three is a good solid number.
And then how long to see results?
So collagen takes time to form, which is something that, you know, everyone needs to recognize going in. Most people see a degree of kind of like tightening that's just the after effect of the shedding of the skin. But usually I would say about 6 weeks is when you start to really kind of see the results kind of really kind of trickle in, and then it just builds from there. So you'll actually continue to see results moving forward.
I got to tell you right now, you can't really tell because I'm here. I'm wearing a crop top, something I would have never worn before. So if you want to know if I think that I've had results, yes, already I do. And I'll also say, you know, when you do something like that and you invest time and energy and money into a procedure like this, I feel like anything, it will tend to, there's a trickle down effect of your behavior. You're like, I'm not going to eat that cookie because I want that tight tummy. So just another thing for you to think about at home. Those are one of like the trickle. Or if you get Botox, or if you get filler, you're like, you know what? You're going to think twice the next time you're baking out in the sun.
Absolutely.
I find that. Yeah.
I mean, we find that we actually combine our Secret Pro with our injectables all the time. It's really where we get our claim to fame to have these, you know, really, really natural results. I wouldn't be able to get those results if I didn't tighten skin along with the injectable portion of it.
Amazing. Is there anything else that you feel like when it comes to tightening on the body? Because I think that, like you said before, this is going to be the next wave of, you know, technology is making it so that we don't have to maybe have that facelift down the road. Maybe you don't have to have, you know, a tummy tuck down the road by taking preventative measures. Is there anything else that you're really excited about?
I mean, Right now, the thing that I'm most excited about is our new acne laser, just because of how revolutionary it is. So it's definitely on the top of everyone's mind, just because we've never had the ability to treat acne at its source before. So AviClear is definitely kind of all the buzz right now.
I'm so excited. And you have to go on again at Dr. Kaga because you've got a wonderful video. And we all know whether you're a young person with acne, whether you're an adult with acne can be such, so tough on us. And it's so nice to see this treatment that you are so passionate about. I know we were talking about it, and that has such incredible results already. Dr. Kaga, if people want to know more about you, if they want you to come to the most beautiful practice that in my 20 years of working in beauty I've ever been in, where can they find you?
So they can find us in Marlborough, New Jersey. All of our information is on our social media, or you can go to drkaga.com, drkaga.com.
And I have to tell you, if you want me to reach out to Dr. Kaga, ask her any questions, I absolutely will. I fell in love with her. I know that you will too if you're going out to see her. Her entire team is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
And
I'm happy.
you have such a wide following. So let me say that if anyone wants to inquire about like the device in general that live in other areas, that they could go to Cutera's page and go to the physician finder, and they'll be able to see all of the providers that have the devices as well.
Amazing. But if you have questions that you want me to pass along, I'm happy to do that because I know that Dr. Kaga, you're really good on your social media about getting back to people. But such a great thing to say because, yes, we have an international audience. So go to Cutera's website, check that out. The secret we were talking about is the microneedling with radiofrequency. The pro part was the CO2 laser. The combination of them both is absolutely epic. I want to thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have any questions, I'm happy to pass them along. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And we will see you next Tuesday. I was going to say hopefully with tighter tummies, but it takes a little bit longer than that. Bye.